RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Foreign Affairs Ministers of Indonesia and Australia welcome the next IACPI agreement. Earth Hour fails to lower electricity consumption. Asian Water High Level Roundtable held in Bali. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi and her counterpart Australian Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop in the meeting in Jakarta on Monday welcomed the continuation of Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement between Indonesia and Australia. Minister Retno Marsudi also said the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement in the two countries' agreement in an effort to encourage the investment cooperation. Indonesia and Australia have a comprehensive partnership status since 2005 by signing a mutual declaration on the comprehensive partnership. On the occasion, Minister Julie Bishop said in her three-day state visit in Indonesia, will inaugurate the opening of Australian Consulate General Office in Makassar for the need of economic cooperation. Julie Bishop further stated her country wants to ensure the partnership of Indonesia-Australia on business and investment and extending the chance of economic cooperation of both countries. The Earth Hour event, which was held on Saturday, March 19, 2016 in Indonesia, seems to have failed to generate significant effect. The event, which encourages people to turn off all kinds of electricity for at least 1 hour, failed to decrease electricity load in major cities across Indonesia. PT PLN or the State Electricity Company recorded that in major cities like Jakarta, Bandung, and Surabaya, there was no decrease in electricity load during Earth Hour. Agung Modifi, Senior Public Relations Manager of PT PLN, said in a written statement dated Sunday, March 20, 2016. Agung asserted that the increase in electricity load was due to increasing overall temperature related to the annual equinox phenomenon. Agung said that it is possible that more people are turning their air conditioner more often, which leads to higher electricity workload. Asian Water High Level Roundtable will be held in Nusa Dua, Bali on March 24 to 26, 2016. The event is aimed to provide a place for the members of Asian Water Council, AWC, to share their experiences in managing water resources. Chair Committee of the First General Assembly Meeting of Asia Water Council, Agus Suprapto, at Public Works and Housing Ministry Office, Jakarta, said in the event, Indonesia can share its experience and problems, which probably need more suggestion from other countries. The AW HUT had been held 4 times since June 2014. The result of AW HUT 2016 will be AWC Future Plan, AWC President and Vice President election, Chairman, Vice Chairman, and Coordinator election for each 7 special committees and AWC Constitution Agreement. Director of Indonesian Environment Forum, WALHI, Abednego Tarigan, said the condition of Indonesian forest is still worrying. This is caused by illegal logging and forest land conversion for various purposes. On Monday, March 21, 2016, Abednego Tuerer Iwal Service said every year the deforestation reached 500 to 800 hectares, while the drainage basin and wetlands in the forest supply 75% of the freshwater for daily use, farming, industry, and ecology. The forest's existence for water cannot be denied and disturbed. Related to this year's International Day of Forest under the theme Forest and Water, Abednego asked the government to stop forest land conversion. Forest conversion is the biggest threat against our water. The conversion is not only the water source itself, but also the ecosystem around it. This is the significant point. Besides providing fresh air, the forest houses biodiversity and keeps our water supply. Abednego further explained the government needs to increase control toward the available licensing. There are so many forest management permits issued by the government, but without further control and resulted in corruption practices. For example, Central Kalimantan has 14 million hectare area, but only 12 million has the permit, while 2 million does not have it. Abednego explained, government must pay more attention to forest management licensing. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian participation in the biggest tourism exhibition in Croatia, Place 2G, held on March 18th to 20th, attracted many Eastern European people and made Indonesia as the best country visual representation. Indonesian Ambassador for Croatian Republic, Alexander Litai, in his written statement on Monday, March 21st, said, with such award, it is expected Croatians to know more about Indonesia and its tourism destination potential. Ambassador Alexander said to be ready to support Indonesian government program to achieve the 20 million foreign tourist target in 2019. He added, besides tourism packages promotion, the Indonesian Embassy in Zagreb, Croatia, which cooperates with Indonesian Trade Promotion Center Budapest, also promoted Indonesian products such as coffee, organic coconut sugar, and packaged coconut water. The government of Indonesia and Australia on Monday launched an educational game for primary school and junior high school students entitled Next Door Land. Education and Culture Minister Anies Baswedan and Australian Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop launched the game, which brought its players adventuring virtually into Indonesia or Australia at Menteng 2 Public Primary School, Jakarta. Minister Anies Baswedan explained, the application teaches various things to the players such as history, music, sport, architecture, and myth from both countries. Anies Baswedan said the game became a platform to promote the culture and strengthen relationship between Indonesia and Australia. The last item, Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Hari Ini or Risma on Monday received the Idol Mother Award in Cairo. The award was given to Risma because she was seen as mother figure which brings positive influence to the people of Surabaya. The award, according to Surabaya City Government's public relation head Muhammad Fixer, was given by University of Cairo cooperating with Rashid Al Maktoum Foundation. Muhammad Fixer in Surabaya Monday said, every year, those institutions give award to motherly figures, which is seen to have positive impact to the people in their environment. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Foreign Affairs Ministers of Indonesia-Australia welcome the next IACPA agreement. Earth Hour fails to lower electricity consumption. Asian Water High Level Roundtable held in Bali. That was the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now for us to bring you commentary, and today's commentary is on dwelling time at Tanjung Priok determines Indonesia's product competitiveness. Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Maritime stated it managed to cut down the waiting time for containers loading and unloading, or dwelling time, at Tanjung Priok Port, North Jakarta. The second deputy of Foreign Natural Resources and Services of the Ministry, Agung Kuswandono, said the dwelling time at Tanjung Priok Port per March the 14th has reached 3.64 days. Previously, it was about 7 to 8 days. However, President Joko Widodo claimed he was not satisfied with these achievements. He also set a new target, namely 2 to 3 days in April. If the target is not reached, President Joko Widodo threatens to remove the responsible officials. The dwelling time problem for export and import goods at the port was indeed on the public spotlight last year. President Joko Widodo was furious mid last year when he found out that the dwelling time target of 4.7 days at Tanjung Priok Port was not reached. Then he decided to remove a minister because of failing to meet the targets to improve services in dwelling time, then was 7 to 8 days. With the new target, of course, Coordinating Minister for Maritime, Rizal Ramli, has to race against time to meet it. Deputy 2 for Natural Resources and Services of the Ministry, Agung Kuswandono, confessed that actually it is very difficult for Indonesia to meet the target of two-day dwelling time to catch up with that of Singapore port. Singapore is a transit port for containers, while Tanjung Priok is the last. Although it is difficult, President Joko Widodo still urges related parties to work hard to achieve the target. The President's target concerning the dwelling time at Tanjung Priok is very reasonable. It is a very important issue to be resolved because if not, it will have an impact on the high cost of logistics so as to weaken the competitiveness of local products with those of other countries in the era of the ASEAN Economic Community. The national logistics cost is still very high, so it has not been able to boost the competitiveness of Indonesian products in the era of free trade of the AEC or ASEAN Economic Community. In recent years, neighboring countries in Southeast Asia have been able to implement efficiency so that the cost of logistics gradually drops, while Indonesia, which was in the last 3 years is in the position of 24% of gross domestic product, is still left behind from neighboring countries in Southeast Asia, which averagely stood at 16 to 70%. Given the importance of short dwelling time, it is hoped that all relevant parties to work hard together to achieve the target. Well, that was commentary today on dwelling time at Tanjung Priok determines Indonesia's product competitiveness. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with an event on March 21, 1923. Nortanio Pringgondie Suryo, aviation industry pioneer in Indonesia, passed away. Nortanio Pringgondie Suryo is Indonesian aviation industry pioneer with Wiweko Supono. Nortanio created the Jogling NWG, Nortanio Wiweko Glider, in 1947. Then he created the first Indonesian all-metal and fighter plane named Sikumbang, followed by Kunang Kunang, Belalang, and Glatik while preparing F-27 production. On March 21, 1966, Nortanio passed away in an incident when flying his modified Aero 45, or RF, with extra fuel tank. Because of his great dedication, Nortanio's name is used in the Nortanio aircraft industry, which now is Dirgantara Indonesia. Moving on to 2003, Umar Wirahadikusuma, the fourth Indonesian vice president, passed away. Retired Army General Umar Wirahadikusuma was the fourth Indonesian vice president formed in 1983-1988. He joined the People's Security Army, the beginning of Indonesian National Army. After the Indonesian National Revolution, Umar still served in the army. His career skyrocketed after participating in the action against the rebellion of Indonesian Communist Party in 1948 and the revolutionary government of Indonesian Republic in Sumatra. When Suharto became the president, Umar's career skyrocketed again. In 1965, Suharto trusted Umar to replace him as the Army Strategic Commander In 1967, he became the Army Deputy Chief of Staff before becoming its Chief of Staff in 1969. In 1973, his military career ended. In March 1983, Umar reached the peak of his career. Suharto, as the president, appointed Umar his vice president until March 1988, when Sudarmono took the position. Umar Wirahadikusuma passed away on March 21, 2003, at the Gatot Subroto Army Hospital because of heart and lung problems. Listener, we are today in history in an event on March 21, 2013. International Day of Forests was commemorated for the first time. Based on UN resolution, the International Day of Forests is commemorated annually on March 21. The day is aimed to share the forestry visions and mission, as well as its relation to the global climate change and the strategy to be done. The International Day of Forests was commemorated for the first time on March 21, 2013. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuga Kusumawati.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is Sarah Reward Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. In today's edition, it's on Indonesia's preparation to host 2016 Bali Process. Stay tuned in www.wi.co.id. Indonesia will be the host of the Bali Regional Ministerial Meeting on People Smuggling, Trafficking in Persons and Related Transnational Crime, or commonly known as the Bali Process, which will take place from March the 22nd until 23rd in Nusa Dua, Bali. A total of 44 of the 47 countries invited have expressed readiness to attend the Bali Process 2016. In addition, there are 13 ministers, deputy ministers, and international organization confirmed to the government of Indonesia to attend the Bali Process 2016, which is the minister of the sixth conference of Bali Process. According to Foreign Minister spokesman Armananata Kristiawan Nasir, on the sidelines of the Bali Process, the Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno El Marsudi will conduct a number of bilateral meetings with foreign ministers of friendly countries and also a number of international organizations such as the Netherlands, New Zealand, Fiji, Japan, Afghanistan, UNHCR, and International Organization for Migration, IOM. However, before the Bali Process meeting in Nusa Dua, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi will have a bilateral meeting first with Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop at Gedung Pancasila in Jakarta on March the 21st. The purpose of the bilateral meeting is to prepare for the end of the implementation of Bali Process, as Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi and Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop would co-chair the Bali Process this time. According to Armananta Kristawa Nasir, in addition to discussing the preparation of the Bali Process, a bilateral meeting between the two ministers will also discuss various issues between the two countries, especially in the strengthening of investment, exchange of students, the eradication of terrorism, and maritime issues. Bali Process, for the first time, was conducted in February 2002 at a conference on Regional Ministerial Conference on People Smuggling, Trafficking in Person and Related Transnational Crime in Bali. At first, the agenda of Bali Process is very focused on the technical aspects in building the border management of member states, as well as the capacity of state control, including strengthening law enforcement in cases of falsification of documents, the implementation of the regulatory system and the visa system, and knowledge sharing. In 2007, the member countries of Bali Process provides full support for membership of the UNHCR in the Bali Process. So since then, UNHCR became participants, remained and became one of the members of the Bali Process steering group, along with Australia, Indonesia, New Zealand, Thailand, and the International Organization for Migration, IOM. Currently, the Bali Process has more than 50 member countries and a large number of international organizations has been participant on it. Well, that was Focus over Voice of Indonesia, Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Listener, our headline today, we start from Kompas newspaper. In its headline, Kompas writes, the falling of TNI's helicopter under investigation. Indonesian National Army will investigate the causes of the fall of the Army's helicopter Bell 412 EP number HA5171 in Kasikunju village, Poso Pesisir, Poso Sentra, Sulawesi on Sunday. A total of 13 soldiers were killed in the incident. In a press conference in Jakarta on Sunday night, Chief of TNI Information Center, Major General Tatan Sulaiman said the weather factor was the suspected to be the cause of the incident. When an accident occurred, the area around the stadium Poso, which was used as a helicopter pad, was supported by rain. However, further investigation for the accident remains to be done by TNI. Until last night, 12 bodies of the victims had been identified and were evacuated to the Poso Police Hospitals. This morning, all the victims would be evacuated to their respective homes. Meanwhile, the search to First Lieutenant Wiradi is still going on. Thus, the next step, the military will carry out investigation of the ill-fated helicopter. Meanwhile, Media Indonesia newspaper writes, Ahok erodes people's trust. Nasdem Party confirms that his side support incumbent Gubernur Basuki Cahayapurnama or Ahok in the gubernatorial election of Jakarta 2017-2022 unconditionally and erodes the public trust to a leader. Nasdem assess that now people are pessimistic and skeptical of the state official and political parties. The trust should be restored by the political parties without hidden interest but honesty of the leaders. In the inauguration speech of the regional branches of Nasdem Party, which took place in Jakarta yesterday, the chairman of Nasdem Party, Surya Paloh, underlined that why Nasdem support Ahok. There are two answers. First, Surya Paloh is sure that Ahok remains Ahok. He would not turn into someone else. Ahok, as Surya Paloh understands, is someone strict, honest, spontaneous, and works hard and does not want to be bribed. The characters of a wanted leader are possessed by Ahok. Second, because Nasdem wants the public participation to arise again. So people are reconvinced that state officials are cleaned and are not present because of imaging. While listener Tempo newspaper news headline writes, Fan was also allegedly flowed to official of the ministry. The flow of funds, which was allegedly bribed in infrastructure project in the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing, flowed in the pockets of the many people. According to documents of Tempo, the boss of construction company PT Windu Tunggal Utama, Abdul Kohir, and other contractors disbursed the fund worth at least 24.28 billion rupiah to members of parliament at the Infrastructure Commission and some official at the Minister of Public Works and Public Housing. The fund from the contractors was disbursed not only to members of Commission 5 of the House that has become a suspect in the case of Kohir, namely PDIP politician Damayanti Visnu Putranti and Golkar politician Budi Suprianto. The fund worth about 15.67 billion rupiah was allegedly bribed by some official at the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing. Indonesian Corruption Eradication Commission KPK said that its side is investigating the flow of fund to other members of the House of the Representatives at Commission 5 and official at the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing. Listener, those were some headlines of national newspaper published in Jakarta today, Monday, 21st of March, 2016. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with news in brief. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi and her counterpart Australian Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop in the meeting in Jakarta on Monday welcomed the continuation of Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement between Indonesia and Australia. The Earth Hour event, which was held on Saturday, March 19, 2016 in Indonesia, seems to have failed to generate significant effect. The event, which encourages people to turn off all kinds of electricity, vote, at least 1 hour failed to decrease electricity load in major cities across Indonesia. Asian Water High Level Roundtable, AW HUT, will be held in Nusa Dua Bali on March 24 to 26, 2016. The event is aimed to provide a place for the members of Asian Water Council, or AWC, to share their experiences in managing water resources. Director of Indonesian Environment Forum, Walhi Abednego Tarigan, said, "The condition of Indonesian forest is still worrying. This is caused by illegal logging and forest land conversion for various purposes." Indonesian participation in the biggest tourism exhibition in Croatia, or Place 2G, held on March 18 to 20, attracted many Eastern European people and made Indonesia as the best country visual representation. The government of Indonesia and Australia on Monday launched an educational game for primary school and junior high school students entitled Next Door Land. Education and Culture Minister Anies Baswedan and Australian Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop launched the game, which brought its players adventuring virtually into Indonesia or Australia at Menteng 2 Public Primary School, Jakarta. Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Harini received the Idol Mother Award in Cairo. The award was given to Risma because she was seen as mother figure which brings positive influence to the people of Surabaya. Listener, that was News in Brief.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Yogyakarta. Stay tuned. Listeners, every March 21st is commemorated as World Forest Day. This commemoration is to increase awareness of sustainable forest management, conservation and sustainable development from all kinds of forests for the benefit of today's and next generations. Forest has an important role for life on Earth. It is a water source producing oxygen, where the leaf of millions of flora and fauna live on, and it is the role of balancing the environment and preventing global warming. Besides, forests also function as tourism object, certainly to keep forest preservation. Listeners, to commemorate World Forest Day, we invite you to come to forest in Yogyakarta, which is popular and visited by many tourists. It is Mangunan Pine Forest, which is located at Dingo Village, Mangunan, Bantul, Regency. The distance is 25 kilometers from the city center of Yogyakarta. To go there, you can use land transportation. If you like challenge, you can ride bicycle to the forest. The path, which will be paved, is quite challenging because the path is twisty and hilly. Arriving at the location, you do not need to pay a ticket. You only pay parking fee. Listeners, Mangunan Pine Forest is part of Forest Management Resort of Mangunan, which is grown with Merkusi pine. Not only pine tree, this forest is also covered by other trees such as mahogany, acacia, walnut, and eucalyptus. Now, Mangunan area does not only function as protected forest, but also as tourism destination. Aroma of typical pine will be smelled when entering the forest. Rows of pine trees which stand strongly, become the main attraction of this forest. No wonder if the forest becomes one of favorite spots to make pictures. Not only tourists who take beautiful pictures, but also a couple who wants to get married makes this place as their pre-wedding photographs. Listeners, after being satisfied to make pictures at Mangunan Fine Forest, please do not forget to visit Bengkuang Spring, which is believed as meditation place of Sultan Agung Hanyakrakusuma, the King of Mataram. The spring, which is visited by many pilgrims, was built by the Dutch government in 1925 until 1930. To go to Bengkuang Spring, you can walk from parking space and penetrate forest, following outbound Watu line or circular path, which is farther and accessed by riding motorcycle and bicycle. If you go to Mangunan Fine Forest, please keep the cleanliness and preservation of this forest. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Kursus Menjahit, which in English means sewing course. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Kursus, kursus, which means course. Menjahit, menjahit, which means sewing. Mencari, mencari, which means to look for. Iklan, iklan, which means advertisement. Banyak, banyak, which means many or a lot. Waktu luang, which means free time. Spray, spray, which means bed sheet. Taplak meja, which means tablecloth. Membuat, membuat, which means to make. Kerajinan tangan, which means handicrafts. Baju, baju, which means clothes. Sendiri, sendiri, which means on or alone. Mahir, mahir, which means proficient. Mempunyai, mempunyai, which means to have. Usaha, usaha, which means business. Ide, ide, which means idea. Bagus, bagus, which means good. Besok, besok, which means tomorrow. Antar, antar, which means to take. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Kursus Menjahit, or in English means sewing course. The conversation is between A. Nita and B. Dewi at Dewi's house. A. Nita, kamu sedang mencari iklan apa? Kamu sedang mencari iklan apa? Which means, what advertisement are you looking for? B. Dewi, saya sedang mencari iklan kursus menjahit. Saya sedang mencari iklan kursus menjahit. Which means, I'm looking for sewing course advertisement. Saya mempunyai banyak waktu luang. Saya mempunyai banyak waktu luang, which means I have a lot of free time. Saya ingin kursus menjahit. Saya ingin kursus menjahit, which means I want to take a sewing course. Eh, Nita, untuk apa kamu mengambil kursus menjahit? Untuk apa kamu mengambil kursus menjahit? Which means, why do you want to take the sewing course? B. Dewi, saya ingin menjahit spray, taplak meja, membuat kerajinan tangan, dan bahkan menjahit baju saya sendiri. Saya ingin menjahit spray, taplak meja, membuat kerajinan tangan, dan bahkan menjahit baju saya sendiri. Which means, I want to sew a bed sheet, tablecloth, making handicrafts, even to make my own dress. Setelah mahir, saya ingin mempunyai usaha sendiri. Setelah mahir, saya ingin mempunyai usaha sendiri. Which means, after being proficient, I want to have my own business. Eh, Nita, itu ide yang bagus. Itu ide yang bagus. Which means, that is a good idea. Besok, saya antar kamu ke kursus menjahit yang bagus. Besok, saya antar kamu ke kursus menjahit yang bagus. Which means, I will take you to the famous sewing course tomorrow. B. Dewi, terima kasih. Terima kasih, which means thank you. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you to an Indonesian talented keroncong singer, Hati Gus Endang. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Mahameru by Hati Gus Endang. Happy listening.
Mahameru mengejar jaga ibu semata. Ku puja wahai kau
Listener, you have just listened to the song Mahameru with a beautiful poetry and rhythm. Mahameru is the name of a very high mountain. The song was written with poetic lyrics and tells about the beauty of the high peak mountain in the blue sky. The high mountain often becomes a symbol of perfect strength of the world. Listener, the song was dedicated very well by Hetty Kus Endang. Hetty Kus Endang is famously known as versatile singer who can bring many genres of music very well. But in today's edition, she especially brings some kroncong songs. She brought quite a lot of pop songs into kroncong beat. Even a bossa song entitled Kasih, she dedicated into kroncong. The song has been accepted by the music lovers not only at home, but also in some neighboring countries such as Malaysia, Brunei Darussalam, and Singapore. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Kaulah Segalanya by Hetty Kus Endang. Listener, originally the song was about Gentry, but it is sung back in Kroncong version by Hetikus Endang. Kaulah Segalanya is a song written by Tito Sumarsono, popularized by Ruth Sahanaya in 1991. Listener Hetikus Endang, who was born in Jakarta on August 6, 1957, was firstly came to the music world at the age of 14 years. During her career in the music and bring various genres, Hetty successfully won numerous awards at the national and international events. Moreover, she has been named as the best singer for her nice voice with the song Sayang at the Viña del Mar Song Festival in Chile. The talent and hard work and sincerity in performing live blend in one made her name rose up to foreign countries. Well, listener, to conclude our music for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Widuri and Hanya Semalam by Hetikus Endang. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.